I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome on in, Cougar Tracks podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your BYU insider, Mitch Harper, and happy as always to have you on board to the podcast. We're one day closer now to BYU versus Utah State. It's a big one. The battle for the wagon wheel has a lot on the line for both the Cougars and the Aggies. BYU at 3-4, Utah State at 4-3. Both teams looking to get right with this Saturday's game kicking off at 8 o'clock up in Logan, and you can hear the game on KSL News Radio. You can follow me on Twitter, at Mitch_Harper. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, and make sure to leave a rating and a review because, of course, it helps out the show a ton. Interesting show on tap today. Got some fun conversation and topics to discuss. What does this rivalry game against the Aggies mean for BYU and for Utah State? I mean, is this a big deal? I know it's kind of a storyline that gets brought up every year, but it feels bigger now. And what type of impact does these rivalry games have on the programs, particularly BYU? We'll get into that. How badly does BYU need this win? And then also a former Mountain West rival popping off about BYU and how he doesn't want the Cougars on his schedule. Same song and dance, I swear, with the Mountain West Conference. Oh, recruiting news too, and some Halloween prop bets as well, so you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. Coming up a little bit later on the show for that. But, of course, BYU football, again, taking on the Utah State Aggies. BYU has lost two straight games to the Aggies. They're in danger of losing their third consecutive game to Utah State. First time that's happened since the 1970s. BYU doesn't want to be on the bad side of history. They're already on the bad side of history when it comes to the Utah series. Utah matched the longest winning streak in the Holy War at 9 games this past August. BYU doesn't want to be on the bad side of history once again when taking on the Aggies for the battle for the old wagon wheel. And Ed Lamb, BYU associate head coach, and always a guy that's willing to talk and share his thoughts, what's on his mind, and give as many candid answers as he possibly can. I asked him about what type of impact maybe recruiting has on these type of games in the rivalry and also the significance of these rivalry games as a whole for the programs, and this is what he had to say.
I believe that they do. I think they have an impact on recruiting, and I think they have an impact on just overall. You know, we're fighting for attention and fans within our state, and fans, you know, fans have a right to be loyal through thick and thin, but they also have a right to feel good on Saturdays and follow a winning team. And I think that teams that can consistently win can steal fans as well. And so hopefully we can put our best foot forward Saturday.
Those of you fans that get a little salty on social media after a loss, hey, you've got the green light now to do it. Ed Lamb's giving you that green light. You don't always have to go to social media and say, love my Cougs, always going to support them. I love them through thick and thin. Hey, no one needs that. I always love that on whether it's the Instagram, the official BYU Instagram, the official BYU Facebook. Among all the, you know, negative comments, there's always one or two people that says, love my Cougs, love them till the end of the earth, love them till the day I die. You don't need to always do that. You don't need to. Because now, especially, Ed Lamb is saying, hey, you have the right to want to cheer for a good team. You got to spend your hard-earned time and money on a team. Might as well be worth your while and be a positive impact on your life. And I thought it was interesting, too, how Ed Lamb also said that it does have an impact on recruiting. I think it kind of does. Now, I'm never going to be a believer that one particular game has the biggest impact on a kid's decision to commit to a certain school. I don't buy into that ever. I never do. And if a kid's basing his decision on one game, well, he's going to that institution, whether it's BYU or another place, for all the wrong reasons, in my opinion. But there are some examples. I mean, Troy Warner, back in 2015, he committed to BYU after BYU took down Boise State back in 2015. Same with Max Tooley, 2 4-star recruits back then. Chucky Keaton, back for Utah State. He committed to Utah State after the Aggies took down BYU in 2010 with DeAndre Burrell. So, you know, it's a thing where recruiting one game doesn't sway the pendulum here, but it is of note that you want to go to a program that's got the trends on their side. And for kids in state, maybe looking at BYU and Utah State, they might be more incentivized to go to Utah State because they're the ones that are winning. Just like fans, you want to be part of a winner. And BYU's got to get back on a winning track. And I think BYU's perception locally, they all love Kalani Sitake. Kids, coaches, they all love Kalani Sitake. For the most part, they like the coaching staff too. And it's just, you got to start winning though. You got to start winning these rivalry games. BYU's kind of known to young people as maybe the third best program in the state. Now, do I believe that? Absolutely not. I think BYU is right now probably the second best program in the state, but Utah State's making a case, and they're fighting to be maybe that second best program in the state and push BYU back to third, and you can't let that happen, and that's why these rivalry games mean a lot, and these Utah State games suddenly mean a ton for BYU. And it begs the question, you know, all the good fortunes that BYU gained from that Boise State win, do those go out the window if BYU loses this Utah State game? Because to me, it's an interesting thought. I feel confident that BYU is going to get to a bowl game. I do. I think BYU is going to find a way to get to 6-6. Idaho State, Liberty, UMass, you should win those games. Hell, if Liberty is losing to Rutgers, BYU, you should beat Liberty. Regardless of their passing attack and their talented wide receiver, you should beat those teams. BYU should be planning on a bowl game. They got to get it done, but still, I feel confident they're going to get that bowl bid. But to feel good about the overall season, you got to win this Utah State game. And I feel like if you lay an egg in Logan, in the Cache Valley, it does take away some of those good, positive vibes this BYU team has gained from that win over Boise State. So it's a huge win. It's a huge game, excuse me. And I think that BYU has got to come out and continue to be aggressive. I feel like sometimes BYU, they overthink it a little bit too much. Think back to week one with Kyrus Tonga moving him from the interior of the defensive line to a 5-tech defensive end. Sometimes they throw things out to catch teams completely off guard. At the end of the day, teams pretty much know who their horses are in November. You know who you are. It's now a matter of executing and winning in the trenches and getting it done between the lines. Because at the end of the day, you know what these teams are. And these coaching staffs know the tendencies of these coordinators, these head coaches. There's so much overlapping between the two programs. It's going to come down to execution. And I think BYU should continue to be an aggressive team. I feel like BYU, defensively especially, they got to continue that aggressive style. Those blitzes were fantastic to see because I feel like it allowed playmakers like Dion Gawolaku to thrive and make big plays for this defense. They need guys like Dion to make big plays come Saturday night. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I really do. And I'll give my score prediction a little bit later in the week. And just a programming note, too. Going to have former BYU running back and current Utah State Aggie Riley Burt on the podcast. So that'll be fun to kind of catch up with Riley, how he's enjoying his time in Logan. But, you know, this game means a lot to a lot of people. And you know darn well Utah State is hyped for this one. The Aggies all losing to Air Force, to me, I kind of look at that and go, Utah State, that is kind of a fluke to me. I don't feel like that was a true indicator of Utah State. Now, Jordan Love isn't playing that great, but for some reason, Aggie fans have this undying hatred of BYU. They're all in on that game. And those students, with it being, it's not a commuter school, they all live on campus. I think those students sense, if you're not familiar with the BYU-Utah State rivalry, those Utah State students and fans are going to make sure to indoctrinate these guys in hating BYU. I'll never understand I'll never understand why Utah State hates BYU anymore. I really don't, because Utah State, BYU is the program that's willing to play you every single year. BYU could have said, we don't need to play you anymore. They could have. I mean, granted, I feel like BYU, it's a good rivalry and matchup to have. That's not my opinion, but at the end of the day, BYU could have got a Conference USA team. They could have got some AAC team. They could have got a Sun Belt, you know, whatever. They could have got another Mountain West team. But yet, Utah State fans just have this undying hatred of BYU. I won't get it. I don't understand it. While Utah won't play the Aggies, yet they seem to kind of have this brotherhood. It's the battle of the brothers, if you will, back in the day. They don't hate Utah, yet they have this kind of in unison, it's hate BYU week. I'll never understand it. I just won't. I just don't get it. Because there's not really these sideshow stories and antics that go with the Utah State game. Back in the day, BYU looked at that game and just went, no, it's another game. I mean, even Ed Lamb said in his media availability yesterday, when he was a player, they didn't look at Utah State as a rival. It was just another game. They'd show up to Logan, kick their butt, and head back home. I mean, that was it. Now it's a matchup. It's a rivalry. But there's never been these sideshows, and I've never understood why Aggie fans just have this hatred of BYU. Is it simply religion-based? I don't know. I don't get it. Because there's a lot to like with, I think, Kalani. There's really, I mean, what personalities on BYU's roster right now do people outside of the state, I mean, hate these guys? I don't know. Is the Diane Gunwoloku quote going to set this thing on fire? I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me, because BYU is actually a program that will, one, go up to Logan and play you on an annual basis. Last I checked, Utah State's not able to get many quality home games. BYU is going to turn out a huge number at the gate for the Aggies, plain and simple. I mean, Utah State, many times the last year or so, they've been a ranked team and they'd get, what, 15,000, and their game would be on Facebook? BYU shows up, you're going to probably have a sellout, and it's going to be on ESPN too. I digress. But the hatred in the Mountain West Conference is pretty standard. These programs hate BYU, and we'll talk a little bit more about that hatred coming up next here on the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. Hope you're having a fantastic week. You can follow me on Twitter, at Mitch_Harper. I teased it a little bit earlier. The Mountain West hatred of BYU continues to hold true to this day. It's almost been a decade now since BYU left the Mountain West Conference, yet that league and members in that league will not let it go. They will not move on. Now, maybe some of the new faces that weren't part of the Mountain West Conference when BYU was there, they don't have an opinion of the Cougars. Maybe. But for old-timers like San Diego State head coach Rocky Long, who, by the way, was born in Provo, Utah, they do not like BYU, and they'll make it known of their disliking of BYU. The Aztecs head coach, of course, is going to take on BYU in the regular season finale on November 30th. This week, his team is 7-1, number 25 in the country. They're in their second bye week of the season, so they had a weekly press conference just discussing a variety of topics for the remainder of the year for the Aztecs from the assembled media down in San Diego. And one of the final questions that was tossed to Rocky Long's way was his thoughts on BYU being back on the schedule and if he liked having the Cougars on that schedule. And this is what he had to say.
I don't mind playing BYU. I wish they weren't on the schedule, because I think that them leaving the league was the wrong thing to do, and they went independent. And the only way they develop a schedule is the Mountain West Conference scheduling them. So if I'd been an athletic director, I'd have never scheduled them.
You think there's a tinge of a long historical rivalry that's good for your program, considering?
I don't think a kid in our program sees BYU as I see BYU, because I've been in this conference a long time, and I was in the conference when BYU was in the conference and all those sort of things. There's not a kid on our team cares, because they don't know any of the history or care about the history.
Rocky Long salty, man. I mean, they don't know BYU, like, or he says, I don't think a kid in our program sees BYU as I see BYU. What does that mean? How do you see BYU, Rocky? How do you see them? What is this program that always beat you? Because that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, BYU against San Diego State all time, 28-7-1. Now, granted, Rocky Long's been the head coach of the Aztecs only since 2011, when BYU, the first year the Cougars went to the independent ranks. But Rocky did face independent BYU in 2012 in the Poinsettia Bowl on San Diego State's home turf, and Kyle Vannoy and crew beat the Aztecs 23-6. I mean, BYU has owned the Aztecs, and they've owned New Mexico. Remember, Rocky Long had some really good New Mexico teams, really good. Back in 2007 in Albuquerque, one of the biggest games, I think, for New Mexico's football history. They were like a Mountain West preseason favorite. BYU goes in with a new crew, Max Hall at quarterback, Brian Keels, a senior. He gets a pick six. BYU wins that game, 2005. BYU, a 1-3 football team. Matt Allen down the sideline. They get the win, one of the biggest wins in BYU football history. So maybe Rocky Long's just salty because he hasn't had much success against BYU. I don't know. I can't figure it out to save my life. But like I was saying earlier about Utah State, you watch, the gate receipt will be pretty good for San Diego State. And if Aztec fans don't show up, which pretty standard for their football program, basketball they'll show up, but football they don't, BYU fans will fill the gap quite nicely. Because I guarantee BYU fans down in California will show up for that game, regardless of where BYU's at. Now, maybe if they drop a game or two, maybe against the Liberty, all bets are off, maybe. But if BYU's a six-win football team and San Diego State's ranked, they're 10-1 heading into the season finale and in the top 25 still, heck yeah, BYU fans are going to show up. So the gate receipt will be a quality number for the Aztecs, and they're good for business. This whole bitterness that the Mountain West Conference has towards BYU, I'll never understand it. Because at the end of the day, BYU's good for your business. I mean, Boise State, the flag bearer of the conference, they're like, yeah, we're playing BYU on an annual basis. BYU's the one program that can maybe get Broncos Stadium sold out. Despite all this national success the Broncos have, the only team that really can get that stadium packed is BYU. They did have a good turnout a couple weeks ago against Hawaii, but still, the 2012 BYU game is one of their highest attended games ever. I think it's a stadium record. So it's just this bitterness towards BYU, and I think it's one of the reasons why when people say, BYU, go back to the Mountain West Conference, I don't think you can if you're BYU, because the bitter feelings in that league are still there from some of the old-timers like Rocky Long, and the commissioner is still an old-timer in Craig Thompson. You can't tell me there's still some bad. There's still the bad feelings are completely removed. Tom Homo said back in 2018 that the feelings were kind of thawing out from the Mountain West Conference, and that BYU had no bad feelings towards the league. But I can't imagine that that league has completely recovered. Clearly, Rocky Long hasn't. He can't handle it to save his life. And the thing is, too, his comment, BYU can't create a schedule without the Mountain West Conference. Are you kidding me? Like, BYU can get whoever they want, pretty much. They don't need the Mountain West Conference. And the thing is that outside of Boise State and Utah State, they don't really have many Mountain West teams going forward. They got a home-and-home with Wyoming, but really that's it. And the Cougars are still scheduling games. Well, they got UNLV, too. But still, they're able to schedule a quality schedule with or without the Mountain West team. So Rocky Long's quote came off as very bitter and just kind of old-timer hating on BYU and what they stood for and all that. Just like, come on, Rocky. It's a good matchup. It's going to be a fun football game. And just maybe might be the best team that they've faced this season. Go look at San Diego State's schedule. Who have they played? They barely beat Weber State 6-0. They lost to Utah State. Anyone that's had a pulse, they've pretty much lost to. And that was Utah State. Everyone else that's been a bunch of nobodies. They beat UCLA. That was a good win. UCLA shows some signs of life once in a while. But come on. Aztecs, that they got to let that go. And what's interesting, too, is that BYU in basketball is going to host the Aztecs coming up on November 9th. That game's going to tip off at 2 o'clock. And you'll hear that game on KSL News Radio. So you can read the full story on that Rocky Long story on KSLSports.com. But now, oh yeah, you hear that? Sound of Halloween, my friend. I remember as a kid, it's like around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. I think it was on MTV. I can't remember what the channel was, but I always remember watching the Thriller music video as a kid on Halloween. Halloween for me as a kid, it was fun like any kid. Now as I've gotten to be an adult, I'm not really big into Halloween. Like I'm kind of like, oh, it's not a holiday that gives me an off day at work paid. Then it's not a holiday. Like that's just my view on it. Oh, school isn't out of session. It's not a holiday. So to me, I wish Halloween would move to the final Saturday in October for it to feel more like a holiday, because in the middle of a week, it's just kind of like, eh, like it's the middle of a work week. I don't have time to dress up and do all that. But hey, some people, they love dressing up, and props to those people for putting in the time, the resources, the money into a costume, because sometimes I'm envious. Sometimes I do get that little itch, maybe in late October, to say, hey, maybe I should dress up. And then I look at some of the sizes on them and I go, I'm not going to be able to fit in that. I'd like to, but sorry, I can't wear that that Joker costume. That's only a men's large. I need that 2X, man. So, I'll have to leave the Spirit Halloween store without a Halloween costume this time. But one guy that does love himself some Halloween costumes is BYU Athletic Director Tom Homo, and I'm sure he's got a doozy lined up tomorrow. Now, last year he was dressed up as the guy from Coco. Gotta say, as a dad, resident dad here on the program, never watched Coco. My kids love it. It's always in the background, so I kind of know the storyline a little bit via the DVD player in my van, but never sat down and watched it. But I knew the character when he posted it on Twitter. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that kid, that guy, that ghost, or whatever he was. He was the guy from Coco. Years prior, Holmo's been Albert Einstein. He's been Abe Lincoln. He's been the Mad Hatter. He's been that Voldemort guy. So it got me thinking, let's lay down some props. Now, usually we don't do that here at KSL, but I'm not gonna recommend you put any action on this. But hey, some prop action on the board for Tom Homo's Halloween costumes. This is what I got. Tell me what you think. You can tweet at me at @Mitch_Harper. Use hashtag CougarTracks. So here's what I got. Based on those costumes that Homo's had in the past, he was even Frankenstein one year as well. He kind of goes with a pop culture thing. So my thought is that he's got to go family friendly because it's BYU. I'm going to say +400, it's a Toy Story character. You can't tell me it wouldn't be impressive He rolls into the student athlete building and he's rocking some Buzz Lightyear thing, and he's got the lid that flips down and closes on some Woody dude's fingers. You can't tell me that wouldn't be legit. So I'm saying Toy Story character, one, because it's in vogue. Toy Story 4 was lit, man. It's a tearjerker, too. So plus 400, Toy Story character. Next up, plus 750, Avengers character. Now, I'm not a Marvel guy, but a lot of people are. I gotta say, I haven't watched The Avengers, so I can't speak to it much. I know the characters and all that, but plus 750, Holmo lines up as an Avengers character. One movie that I do like is The Joker, and plus 1200, Holmo as the Joker. He's kind of got a build and a frame for the Joker, and he can walk down those, like, big stairs. Where is it? I always forget on campus those big, massive stairs that students always complain about walking up. Just picture Holmo doing that Joker dance down those stairs. Hey, you want to talk about getting likes on the gram? You want to talk about getting likes on Twitter? That would have people double-tapping, man. Plus 1,200, Holmo's the Joker. Plus 2,500, Lavelle Edwards. Lavelle Edwards, of course, a mentor to Tom. Plus 7,500, Donald Trump. It's going to be huge. It's going to be so great. Tremendous. I look at the schedules going forward. It's going to be really good. We're really working well with ESPN, our partnerships. I know the art of the deal. We're going to do huge, bigly things. So plus 7,500, Donald Trump. And then, that's what I got. And then maybe plus 10,000, Kalani Sitake. I digress. So what do you think? What's Tom Holmo going to be for Halloween? Tweet at me, @Mitch_Harper. Use hashtag Cougar Tracks. Do you dress up as well? If so, props to you. And let's see your Halloween costumes tomorrow via social media. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Cougar Tracks podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple, Google Play, and Spotify. Leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps out the show a ton. And make sure to check out KSLSports.com and download the KSL Sports app on all major platforms, iOS and Android. So talk to you tomorrow. Continuing to break down BYU and Utah State with former BYU running back Riley Burt on the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.